I wanted to do a very quick recording and let you know of a kind of cool domain called .tel. So you can have your name .tel. Basically what this is for is a all-in-one contact, or point of contact, sorry. So it's an all-in-one point of contact. So Dara O'Haley dot tel, that's DarraOhailigh dot tel, has all of my contact information, websites, email, phone number. Don't stalk me, thanks. Actually, do stalk me, I like stalkers. Sorry. Anyway, phone number, email address, websites, I said all that kind of stuff. Has some hobbies and interests and all that kind of stuff too. Hopefully I'll link it with the website and or Twitter and Facebook. I'm hoping to do that anyway. Just as an all-in-one kind of place, this is me. That's what you can do with .tel. With .tel then you can also visit that on your phone and just double tap or single tap or whatever you're doing on the phone number that we'll call it. You can save it as a vCard to Outlook or any other application like that that supports them. It's a very interesting idea. It's been around for about a year, I think. And I've often thought that sounds kind of cool. But I didn't really see the need for it until today when I was trying to shorten my very long email signatures, but yet provide enough information so that people can find out what I am, what I'm about, when I'm emailing them for the first time as a result of them contacting me through the website or something like that, you know? So the easiest way I have of doing that at the moment is just by putting my name at the bottom, then technologist and Irish traditional musician. Then the next line says, visit www.darraohailigh.tel. for more information, or something like that. So as people can have a look at that information if they want, and they'll get a lot more even than I would have been able to put on the email signature. So that's the hope anyway. If that will actually happen, now is another thing. But I've got a 2-year subscription, and I'll renew it after those 2 years, if I see it's actually being used and if it's of benefit. But at the moment, it remains to be seen. I know it's an interesting idea. Go and look at a few .tels. There's a website for the .tel idea, but I can't remember what it is. If you look around, you'll find it on Google or one of the other search engines, such as Bing or Yahoo, depending on what your preference is. But there you go. That's very, very, very basic introduction to the .tel name. If any of you are following me today on Twitter, at around lunchtime GMT, you would have seen me tweeting about that. Thanks for listening. And of course, do visit the other website, my main website, at www.digitaldarra.com. That's www.digitaldarraohailigh.com.